So, didn't catch the show on
Thursday?
No worries.
Here's what you missed on the Jimmy and Nath show.
2, 2, 3, 3, 4, 4.
Yeah, hello, podcasters. Welcome to Thursday, you mongrels. Good to have you.
Well, both of them. Yeah, if you're a regular podcast listener, we've made some changes. We're back again. Your boys, Jimmy and Nath, were trying some stuff out. It wasn't for us.
No, we were doing... Well, that's the thing. You experiment in life. It's like your sex life. You know what I mean?
You experiment when you're young. Yeah. And then you try and forget about it.
Yeah. Oh, wrong hole. Won't do that again. One of those kind of things.
Or you go, oh,
right hole.
I
forget
like
the other one.
Do that. Do it again. Speaking of the right hole, should we chat to him? He's sitting here.
God, no.
No, okay.
No, yeah. What, Mike, what, before guess we introduce two. Him, what's he, guest two?
Guest two. Right?
He had a big intro during the show, so I don't know, you would have already heard his intro.
No, you wouldn't. This is the start of the podcast.
Oh, yeah, because we've changed it, because we've changed things up, haven't we?
This is the first thing people hear when they tune in.
So this is the start. So you have it. So he'll get a double, do it, because you're going to get like a big intro when he comes into the show later on.
But you think he's undeserving of two intros?
Please welcome Lockie.
What's up, guys?
No, don't applaud.
Sorry, is that too much?
That's way too much.
Yeah. I mean, one intro is enough.
See, he's a humble guy.
Yeah.
He doesn't need that much.
If it were up to me, I would have zero intros. I would simply be on the show, existing. I'd walk in. I wouldn't even tell you guys I was coming.
He just rocks up, points to his microphone, like, turn me on, guys.
I'd actually love that as well. Like, just
I'm actually really around that.
Because people would just be like, is there suddenly a third voice?
And we don't acknowledge it at all. We never refer to him as his name. He just talks.
And we never say anything to him. He just, like, he's running commentary on the radio show.
Everyone's in a conference.
Was there another guy?
You should make a left turn here.
What the hell?
Is that my GPS or is there someone
Jimmy
on the...
name? Is that my TomTom?
I don't think anyone has a TomTom anymore.
My mum still swears by her TomTom. She loves it. It's this... Oh, do you guys ever have a TomTom?
I didn't have one, but I'm aware of them.
You know what TomTom is? Other man?
Yeah, but I had a... My dad had a Gregory's.
What's a Gregory's?
Gregory's is the book of maps.
Oh, yeah.
Arithmetic.
And that's how my dad tried to teach me directions when we had, like, he'd
go
buy
to the back.
Yeah. He'd buy a car with a GPS system, and he's like, no. Bring out that book.
My dad gave directions via, like, landmarks.
So did my dad still does
He'd be
that.
Like, all right, mate, so you drive three streets, you're going to see a tree.
Yeah.
Right? You turn right at the tree, you're going to keep going. There's a red fence. You're going to see Barry there. He's always out bloody doing the edges and stuff. You drive past him, right? Actually, forget about him. He's not important to the thing. You keep going. He's like, you're going to see a ladder. The ladder's always there. It's next to that house. You turn left at that.
My dad's even worse is he does exactly that, but he says things like, you want to go 3/4 of the way down the street, right? And then take a right turn and then 2/8 and you'll see the house on the left. Skip that one and it's one like 3.5 blocks over. I'm like, what?
Oh, that was my dad. He used to say whenever I went for like a bike ride to a mate's house, he goes, mate, if you head about northeast along Coast, mate. Sorry, Dad, didn't bring my compass today. Apologise.
We're back in cadets, yeah. Dad. Aren't we?
Could I get a lock stat before we head off?
Sorry, you got that on protractor for me, please?
Well, we got compasses now on our phones. Who's using them?
I've never Have you ever used the compass app?
I think I deleted it.
I don't think you can. Isn't it one of the...
you can delete all apps now.
Oh, really?
I can delete everything off my phone.
I love that. That's good.
You can delete the phone app
What a power move it was for Apple.
The phone disappears.
Just vanishes.
Oh, really shouldn't have done that. Just deleted the phone. It's gone.
That was a Chrissy present as well.
God,
oh, God,
you deleted the phone app, didn't you? Then it went away.
Oh, I didn't mean to because it was doing that little shaky thing and I was trying to stop it from shaking and I hit the little X and then poof, gone.
You can't say that anymore.
Can't say what?
You know when the apps shake? That's because they're nervous. They don't know which one's being deleted. They don't know which one's going to be deleted.
It's like Chicken Run. All the chickens in the thing are like, I hope it's not me. It's going to be a pie.
Correct. They've come out and said that. That's not me doing a bit. Apple have said that.
Apps have cut. They did a press conference, did they? They went to the press app. They've said that.
You can Google it if you haven't deleted Safari.
What do you reckon the most deleted app is? This is fun.
Ooh.
Stocks app. 100%. Yeah.
Stocks app.
Stocks is an annoying one.
Stocks. Who's using it?
I also, and this might be controversial, I don't know if you guys use it, I deleted the health app. Seen that one? There's one called health.
Yeah, I haven't deleted it.
I know what it does.
If you really want to spice up your life, you delete the clock and calendar app. Live like a nomad. You got the time? Absolutely not.
No, I don't.
Have another time in 6 months. Don't know what 6 months are either.
It could have been 4 years.
So how long have you not had it for?
I don't know, mate.
Time is an enigma to me. It was shaking. I hit the X. I can
tell you where True North is, though.
Because I've kept the compass app.
Do you want to know if Goal's up or down? How much is oil going for a barrel?
The Jimmy and Nate Show podcast.
Yes, I want to ask now on 131060, what's your non-swear word, swear word?
Yeah.
But Australia, just before you call through, we're just having some tech issues on the phone. So if you do call through, we can't hear you.
Mm.
So while I did say call, just not right now.
Yeah.
But you got the idea.
Well, no, our producers can hear you. The producers can't hear us.
Oh,
that's the problem.
Okay, sorry.
Yeah. So they might be confused when they answer the phone.
Oh, so the producers have no idea what's on the show.
You just push on as normal.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, if you're hearing us, there you go. Nathan, I want to chat about Parliament question time WA Premier Mark McGowan.
We're political on this show, aren't we?
Yeah, so he was answering questions about the recent Perth Mint controversy. You'd be across that, obviously.
One of my favourite controversies, the Perth Mint controversy.
But for those that aren't, you explain it, and I.
Oh, honestly, we don't have too much time. But obviously, there was that big argument over whether or not the Perth Mint should continue.
Yeah, so where
minting.
Gold had been supplied to China, and that didn't meet the standards of the Shanghai Gold Exchange.
Oh, one of the great explanations.
Yeah. So, in making his statement about it, the WA Premier Mark McGowan, he said. Storm in a effing teacup.
Right, okay.
So this was overheard. He wasn't supposed to be saying this. The microphone picked it up. So we do have a little, we'll have a listen here. This is what he said.
Okay, my question is on the
teacup.
Oh.
So he's not, there's other people talking. It picked him up.
Right, okay.
But I have, thanks to Audio Bones, I've slowed it down so we can have a listen. Let's have a listen.
Hey, it's Mark McGowan here. Storm in a teacup.
Jeez, he's mouthy, that WA Premier. <is he? laughs>
Ever since they tore that wall down and let it run back in WA. He's just angry. He's angry, isn't he?
Oh, wax it. Wax it. What's your wax it plan?
Oh, that was it. Yeah, the WA exit.
Yeah,
they wanted to get rid of
it. Mm.
So look, what I want to do, 131060, what's your non-swear word, swear word?
Mm.
Because sometimes you can hear there the Premier Mark McGowan, W Premier Mark McGowan. He's very angry.
Mm.
Rightfully so. He's upset.
Here he is.
Hey, it's Mark McGowan here. Storming a teacup.
Oh, jeez, he's mouthy.
He's British.
Vote
as well.
Rice.
I didn't know Mark McGowan.
No, he is. Yeah, of course. Yeah. Used to be the British Prime Minister. Yeah.
And now he's
came over to WA. Yeah.
To be the Premier. Seems like a step down. So, yeah, 131060, what's your non-swear word, swear word? So, you know, maybe it is around the kids, maybe it's at work, maybe it's on the sporting field, wherever it is.
Yeah, okay. Do you want mine or do you want
to? I thought we were going to the phones.
Well, we can. It's your, whatever you want to do.
Oh, I'm so confused about what's happening behind the scenes.
Olivia from Griffith. Hi, Olivia.
Hi, guys. How are you?
We're good. Have you got a non-swear word, swear word?
I do, but I do it around my godchildren because they're 2, 3, and 4 years old, so they're a little parrot, and if I slip, they repeat it, and I get in trouble off their parents. I
feel like it's happened before, Olivia. Has this happened before?
It has many times. You
word,
forget
what,
that they're around.
Yeah, what word did you say that they picked up on?
The F word and the S-H-I, that one.
Yeah, we can say shit, we just can't say
far
out.
I hope the kids weren't listening to that.
So, Olivia, what have you made up? What are your two non-swear words, swear words?
I just go, fire trucks and fairy floss.
Oh, I was a bit nervous, Liv, but it's very good.
Olivia, do it again for us. A lot of gusto.
Fire trucks and fairy floss.
I mean, you said that with a smile. I'm like happy. I've never been happy after being sworn at.
Are you saying fairy floss or fairy flogs?
Fairy floss.
Okay, it'd be weird. Fairy flogs is very aggressive.
Fairy flogs?
I don't think you can say that. thank you, Olivia. Okay, 1310. Thank you. 131060 Australia. Jump on the phones right now. Let's take more of these. I love this. Non-swear words. Swear words. I want to hear them. Maybe you use them in front of the kids, the grandkids. Maybe you're a teacher. You use it at school. Whatever it is, 131060, non-swear words, swear words.
The Jimmy and Nate Show podcast.
Nath just asked 131060, what's your non-swear word, swear word?
Mm-hmm.
This is after naughty, naughty, naughty WA Premier Mark McGowan got recorded. They heard him. He swore.
I couldn't believe it.
Yeah, this is what he said.
Hey, it's Mark McGowan here. Storming a teacup.
Wow. I mean, so many people calling up and actually, well, I was speaking to the producer saying, didn't know Mark McGowan was British.
Yeah, no.
He does that when he's swearing because he tries to mask his voice, but then he forgets that he's on a live press conference.
He did apologise for this mistake. He was caught. It wasn't on his microphone. It was someone else's on. He was heard in the background.
Sure.
He said, it's been brought to my attention that during question time, a private and confidential comment. Couldn't have been that private, mate. You said it out loud.
Don't yell it at a press conference.
Yell it out the back.
Well, this is a storm and a teacup.
He said, a private and confidential comment I made to the Deputy Premier was picked up by a microphone. I apologise if anyone was offended by my language. In the future, I won't use such vulgar language. So maybe we could help him.
Yeah,
right now, we're taking suggestions for the non-swear word swear.
Give him some options, hey? Jenny from the Central Coast. Hi, Jenny.
Hi.
Hi, Jenny. Have you got a non-swear word swear word for us, Jenny?
I do. There's the cheese and rice instead of the...
Don't say the other one.
Yeah.
Yep. Okay. I mean, Jenny, can you give us a situation when you would yell out cheese and rice?
Oh, cheese and rice.
Oh, Jenny.
And then I've got another one that's my favourite. It's mother bugger.
Mother bugger.
Mother bugger.
Yep. Instead of the obvious.
Okay. We'll deliver that one for us. Not mother bugger. Not the other one. Deliver it for us, Jenny.
When you kick your toe or something, it's like, oh, cheese and rice. And then I sometimes throw in a Batman as well.
A Batman?
Give me cheese and rice, Batman into a mother plugger. What was it?
Mother bugger.
Mother bugger.
Mother bugger. Yeah.
Okay, go, here we go.
Mother bugger, cheese and rice, Batman.
Very good. Lee from the Sandy Coast. Hello, Lee.
Hey, how are you going?
We're good, Lee. You got a non-swear word swear word.
Yeah, so the first one is a floss stain, if you can imagine what the floss is.
Oh, yeah, floss stain.
Floss stain.
You absolute floss stain.
I see what you mean. Yeah, fair enough. Yeah. Jimmy calls me a floss stain sometimes.
Yeah, Nate's heard that one before.
Sometimes I'll leave some floss stains in my pet, you know.
And the other one is a cheek wipe.
Cheek wipe.
I don't know what that one's replaced.
Instead of ass wipe. Well, I've said it now, haven't I?
Yeah.
I believe you just called me an asswipe on radio. Thought we were friends.
Sorry, I was trying to call you a cheek wipe.
I meant it really nicely.
Lee, I was the cheek wipe in that situation. It wasn't Jimmy, but thank you.
Not a problem.
Thank you, Lee.
Thank you. Okay, Sherry from Albury. Hi, Sherry.
Hi, how are you?
We're good. You got a non-swear word for us, Shezza?
Yes, I certainly do. Country women.
Can you use it in a sentence for us, Sherry?
Okay, that country woman hasn't paid her bill again.
Oh, hasn't paid the bill again.
Right. Yeah. Give it to me with a bit more gusto, Shelley.
Oh, that country woman has not paid the bill again.
No, I need more. Sorry, Sherry. I need more gusto. You can do better than that. Come on.
Deep down, Sherry.
Wake
country
up.
Woman.
Whoa, Sherry.
The Jimmy and Nate Show podcast is back in 30 seconds. The Jimmy and Nate Show podcast.
Please welcome back one of the funniest people going around on TikTok and Instagram at the moment. Currently, he's got almost 900,000 followers on TikTok with views on his content well into the millions. He isn't a surf lifesaver, even though we thought he was for about half the time. And also, there's half the people in the office have a massive crush on him. Please welcome back to the show, Lockie Lock McIntyre. Welcome, buddy. Round of applause. How are you, Mike?
Thank you very much, boys.
That's it. No, nothing else? We don't have. Is that later?
Well, we've got a game that we play. Then we go to the game.
So we had an opener. It's my fault.
Well, we do have an opener.
We've only had it once. I forgot how this works.
Yeah, Lockie's not coming back next week. How are you, Lockie? How are things going, buddy?
Oh, I'm good, boys. How are you, James and Nathaniel?
Yeah, we're good.
Thank you. I'm Lachlan. Yeah.
That's weird.
Well, we were just talking about before off air what your dad calls you. What's the nickname he has for you?
My dad's nickname for me is Doxter.
The Doxter.
What was that?
I'm pretty sure when I tried to pronounce my own name as a baby, instead of saying Lachlan, I would say Doxter. But I was saying before, I don't know in what context as a toddler I was ever referring to myself in third person.
It was like The Rock. Can you smell
what the Doxter is cooking?
Dad, Doxter's hungry.
Now, Lockie, we brought you in last week.
That's what you said when you're about to breastfeed. The Doxter is hungry.
Mum, the Doxter's hungry.
Dogster wants pitties.
Lock, we've got a game. We played it once last week and we absolutely love it. The game is called the Lockie Dip.
It's time for the Lockie Dip.
No, it's going to be shit.
I do not want to hear your feedback about the porta potty.
Did anyone pay zero attention in class? Was a bit of a dick, but your dad's rich.
With Lockie McIntyre.
Yeah, all right. How it works is, this is the Lockie Dip. So how it works is we spin a wheel, Lock, of all your funny videos from recent times on TikTok. It's going to land on one. We'll hear a little bit about what that video is, what you're going on about. We'll chat about it, and then this is the fun bit. Then we transform it into some live radio, Jim, and we try and come up with a question off the back of one of Locke's videos, a question to ask Australia, to bring them into it.
Yeah, I love this, Locke, because you've done all the hard work coming up with a great, you know, content idea, you know, very funny video, and then Nathan and I just do what we do, which is lazily ask a question afterwards.
Yeah, exactly. And the best is, like, Lockie has this, he's made this Google Doc for us, Google Lock. He's made this, this Google Lock for us with all these content ideas. This is phenomenal. Mm. We're only paying him in chocolate milkshakes as well, which is, which, how they, how's that going down, by the way?
Yeah, it's actually pretty bad. Not gonna lie to you.
Great. No, we appreciate it. But then also, you're drinking a chocolate milkshake and a Pepsi Max at the same time.
Yeah, so I just spice it up a little bit. Hey,
Doxter was thirsty, so.
Doxter asks for a chocolate milkshake and a Pepsi. He gets a chocolate milkshake and a Pepsi.
Okay, all right, let's spin the Lockie Dip wheel and find out what video we're going to be talking about and turning into live radio today. Here we go.
Let's see what the Lockie Dip has for us today.
We don't need the instructions.
Yes, we do.
No, we don't, because we've got something better. This old thing right here.
You know, your overconfidence astounds me.
Thank you.
Not a compliment.
Locke, what was that video about? Remind us.
That would have been the video where it's basically a portrayal of me and my father trying to build Legos together. And it's basically my mum saying, you know, you guys need a bond together. So us doing an activity together and my dad basically being a dad and saying, I don't need the instructions. Do this with my bands.
So Lego being one of the great bonding activities between father and son.
Yeah, I mean, it's one of the better ones we've had, so.
Doug still wants to play Legos.
I remember one of the bonding activities with my dad was cleaning the garden, which was always fun. We used to go out and he used to be like, all right, mate, this is called a whippersnipper. Dad, I'm four. Have a go at it,
Mitchell. You're making a joke, Nate, but that really was my job.
That's why they call you No-Toe Jim.
Yeah. I didn't know how to wear footwear. Anyway, you learn the hard way.
What do we reckon? What are we thinking? I'm thinking bonding activities. Maybe we ask about, maybe we open it up to any kind of bonding activities. You know, like the ones where you're like, you started a new job and it's like icebreakers and all that kind of stuff, where you go on like some sort of camp and it's like, how can we, what can we do? What kind of bonding experience can we do?
Yeah, I mean, I love the son and father one. That's a classic one. You know what I mean? You go out and Dad took me on a drive once, like for like 2 hours to, like, because I live in Gunnawindi and there's not much around.
Sure.
And we didn't drive to Toowoomba, so we went some other way. And I was like, where are we going, Dad? He's like, we're going for a drive. Get in the car, and that's where Dad had the talk with me about the birds and the bees.
Oh, that was a bonding activity, wasn't it?
Anyway, so then once he'd finished the conversation, he just stopped on the highway, turned around, started driving back. And I went, where are we going? He goes, oh, we weren't going anywhere. I just needed to get out of the house to have this conversation.
We're bonding, son. Okay, 131060, here's what we want to do. Australia, jump on the phones right now. Weird bonding activities. Now, it doesn't have to be between father and son. It can be between mother and son, mother and daughter, or it can be like with your work. As soon as you enter your work, they're like, how can we make the team gel? How can we make them bond? Do some trust falls, or let's go for a big bush walk or something. Has anyone seen Steve from Accounts?
A high ropes course.
Anything like that. Let's look for some bonding activities. 131060, Australia. Jump on the phones. And you know what? If you give us a call as well, we've got these big movie ticket packs to give away. Plenty of movies included in that you can go and see. You can go on some bonding with your father or your mother or whatever you want to do. 131060. We want your bonding activities, Australia. We will take them next for the Lockie Dip. Give us a call.
The Jimmy and Nate Show podcast. It's time for the Lockie Dip.
No, it's going to be shit.
I do not want to hear your feedback about the porta potty.
Did anyone pay zero attention in class? Was a bit of a dick, but your dad. Rich.
With Lockie McIntyre.
Yeah, how this works is, Jim, you and I, we are incredibly lazy, so we get Lockie and we use his videos to create radio content. Lock, the video we're using at the moment, which one is it again? Remind us.
It's about me and my dad bonding through the medium of Lego.
Yeah, great. Now, did this actually happen, or was it just one of those things where you're like, I wonder?
No, I remember it was the Pirates of the Caribbean ship back when I was about 11 years old, and it got to the point where my dad just built Lego by himself. So a present he got for me, he was like, I'll have that.
Threw out the instructions and went, I'm going to have to figure this out.
Hey, this is me. We're having a good time, son. Dad, I haven't been here for 2 hours. We're having a good time,
Dad,
son.
Dad, I'm 20 now.
Big McIntyre wants to build himself a ship. I'm the captain now.
So we thought,
look at me.
So we thought we'd ask a question. 13 10 60. Let's open this up to anything. Weird bonding activities, right? Weird bonding activities, like those ones that you're forced to do at work when you start a new job. Locke, did you have one? Have you got one of these? Besides the Pirates of the Caribbean Lego with your dad, what else have we got?
My pop was a farmer, and so his way of introducing me to the farming life was when he had to cut the testicles off some of the cows, I got to hold the ice cream bucket that he would put the testicles in.
Yeah, that's really good. Yeah. Really good. And how did it bring you guys closer?
No, not really.
So you regularly now go back and testicles?
Can't look at testicles anymore.
You also can't look at tubs of streets.
Like, do you want that in just a little tub? No, cones only. Cones. Sorry. Cones.
Lockie, happy birthday. I got you this cosmopolitan. No! Run! Sarah Jane from Raymond Terrace. Hello, Sarah Jane.
Evening, guys.
Good evening, Sarah Jane. Have you got a bonding activity for us? What have you got?
We do. We have a family one. So I'm from a blended family. So my dad has two boys from his first marriage. My mum has me and my sister. Then they had a baby.
Yep.
We lived on property and we used to play football, girls versus boys.
Yep.
My great-grandmother was legally blind. She couldn't see past the end of her nose.
Yeah. Yep.
Had dementia and she was our video ref.
Very
she
good.
She used to also hide our Easter eggs for our Easter hunt and we would be finding them for weeks afterwards.
Oh, that's great. So you sent out your blind grandmother to hide eggs?
Yes.
How did she get back to the house?
She couldn't see past her nose, so she could just, if you were right in front of her, she could see you, but she couldn't see at arm's length.
Okay, so she's still out there hiding eggs. We sent her out in 2012. Thank you.
Sarah's called the show just to actually ask, has anyone seen Grandma?
Ness from the Sandy Coast. Ness, have you got a bonding activity for us? What do you got?
Hi, Jimmy and Nate. Look, I've got a really, really weird one. It's very unusual.
Mm.
I do archery 2 nights a week with my husband.
Oh, okay.
Nude archery.
Yes.
Oh, it is?
I knew you were going to laugh about it. Like, it's very unusual. Like I said, very weird, right?
No, you're not nude, though, are you?
No, definitely not.
Is that your bow and arrow?
Well, we could be. We could be. On.
So does it bring you guys closer together, Ness? Like, what are you, like, oh, good bullseye, babe. Love you. Like, how's it work?
Yeah, well, look, you know, we live, you know, busy lifestyles, working and all that sort of stuff. And we sort of do it 2 nights a week. We're in a couple of clubs and, you know, we do a bit of competition here and there. But, you know, those 2 nights a week that we sort of do our little hobby together, we just sort of bond a little bit more, I think, and hang out, you know, and, you know, all that sort of stuff and shoot a few arrows. And we do keep clothes on most of the time, guys.
Most of the time.
Okay.
Depends on any questions for Ness, Locke?
That's at the range.
No, as long as it doesn't involve bull's testicles, then I'm on board with it.
Amanda from Newcastle.
You weren't nude, were you? With
your grandma? No, we were, yeah. That's probably why I didn't enjoy
that
as much.
You should. Granddad, that's not a bull.
That's my testicles.
Hello, Amanda.
Hi, how you going, guys?
You're having a giggle at Lockie and his bull's testicles, are you?
Yes, I am.
Thank you.
It's all right. I used to do the whole sheep's balls, wrap an elastic band around them for my dad.
Yeah.
So this was your bonding experience, Amanda?
That's my dad's bonding experience. But me and my daughter, we actually go out clubbing together.
Oh, that's cool.
And we actually go to work together.
Right. So, I mean, when
same job, Amanda?
Yeah, we have the same job. And she doesn't like going out alone, so I go along with her.
I love it. So at the club, are you guys like tearing up the dance floor or what's going on there?
Yeah, the last time that we went out together was a pride event and she got that shit face, sorry.
That's a good way. It's a good way to
I mean, it's true. You're being honest. You're being truthful.
Hello, Jade.
Hi, how you going?
Good, Jade. What is your bonding experience? What do you got?
So it was me and my stepsister, her husband, and then my partner, and we ended up going to Livewire in Lawn. I'm not sure if you've been. It's like an amusement, like zip line sort of park.
Oh, yeah, like the high ropes course and stuff. Is that
all
there?
Yeah, okay. Yeah, all well and good until someone absolutely shat themselves. And then
what's with everyone shit themselves? sorry, Jade, like literally shit themselves or metaphorically?
Yeah, like fecally incontinent.
Oh, as As in, whilst on the live wire thing.
Yeah, yeah.
Wait, so who was it? Someone in your group?
No, luckily, but my stepsister was so, like, disgusted by it. She ended up vomiting on her husband. It was pretty funny.
So you're at the zip lines and someone's pooped everywhere.
Yeah, it was great.
Okay, one more. Kaz from Kenhurst. Hi, Kaz.
Hey, guys. How are you?
Good, Kaz. Weird bonding activities. What do you got?
Mine's more of an icebreaker at work.
Okay, yep. Go ahead.
So I'm a chef.
Yep.
So anytime we had a new kitchen hand, chef, waitress, anyone new come into our group, I would go and get a spoon and a fork, and I would go and put the spoon up against their arm and go, hey, I've just spooned you. And then I would stab them with the fork and go, now I've forked you. Welcome to the crew.
And how's that? How's that received, Kaz? How's that received?
Just how you guys did then, with a nice big laugh.
The Jimmy and Nate Show podcast.
Scientists studying the snow, ice and frost on Mount Everest have discovered that the cold climate, get this, has trapped and preserved the sneezes and coughs of climbers for the last 100 years. Stuck in the snow. So apparently they discovered the trapped, that the ice and snow has essentially trapped remnants of human, it's a bit gross, snot and saliva from the last dating back to 100 years just because it was so cold. Instead of they thought it would break down, but it's just been trapped in the snow. And they've gone over and gone, oh, there's 9-year-old snot in there. Yeah.
I mean, have you seen it?
Oh, I mean, no, it just looks like a black sludge kind of thing. Oh. But they've looked in it and go,
sure, it's snot.
Well,
not someone on a high ropes course.
Oh, the classic Everest high ropes course.
Well, there's nothing higher than Everest, mate. So if you shit yourself,
that's how you get down. You zip line. flying fox all the way down. Here's what I want to do. Okay, so first of all, this is pretty weird, right? Okay, so of course, like all the ice and the snow has trapped all this thing in, right? What I want to do is open this up to the good people of Australia, because most people, we haven't been to Everest. I haven't been to Everest. You haven't been to Everest. But what do we all have? Freezers. We've all got freezers, mate, and we all put shit in there all the time that we totally forget about.
Yeah.
Which is why I want to ask the question, 131060, what have you still got in your freezer? I know in my freezer, I did a quick survey of my freezer before we came down. Yeah. This is some, I've got a list here. This is some of the stuff that has been in my freezer for, I reckon, probably 4 weeks, at least 4 weeks.
Some, that's fresh.
No, that's the fresh stuff.
Okay, sorry.
And there's stuff in there that I reckon has been in there for, could be 2 years.
Okay.
Could be 2 years. So lasagna from October last year. That's in there, right? So my fiance's mum brought over some lasagna. And we're like, we'll get around to it. We'll throw it out.
Throw it out.
Messina ice cream. That's about 4 weeks old when I had my wisdom teeth out.
I just wouldn't finish that. But anyway.
I'm on a health kick, mate. You know that.
I've been with you today, and I'll let you know, mate. Everything you've eaten today is not part of a healthy lifestyle.
Today's my day. I'll have some Messina again.
Okay.
Yeah. A frozen banana. I actually don't know how long that's been in there for, but it's been in there for so long that it is so coated in like the ice particles.
Yeah.
I didn't know what it was. So I actually had to snap it in half to figure out that it was inside. A banana. And then also, and this has only been a while, but I don't know how long they're going to be in there for, is when I got my wisdom teeth out.
Wisdom teeth.
That's where they went.
Get them on ice just in case you need them.
I've got the ice packs, the specialized jaw ice packs that go around your jaw, which, I mean, I don't know why I didn't throw them out, but they're in the freezer there still.
I can't really get involved because we've got a new fridge, new freezer. So it's all kind of
you're
new.
Doing it right now, yeah?
Well, I didn't buy it. My roommate did. But he's not doing it right.
Went off to Bingley, did he?
But yeah. Remember, you're in the group chat. Hey, mate, shout out to Josh, my roommate. Mm. He's a good friend of ours. He went over to his parents recently. Mm-hmm. And he went in the freezer to get some ice cubes for, you know, it was a hot day. He was doing some work for him. He's a Sparky.
Mm.
And he went in the freezer and he goes, Mum and Dad, you got to throw some of this out. Remember, he sent us a photo.
That's right, yeah.
One of the things was flour.
Yeah.
But like, so the flour on it was just, it was like a black and gold bag of flour that had been half used. And the use by date was 2007.
Mm. That's 2007's a pretty good stint. So when does flour go off?
And I didn't even know flour was a thing you put in the freezer.
No, why would you put it in the freezer?
And it wasn't in.
Wouldn't they just become a brick?
It was just a brick of white stuff.
Did you put a knife into it?
I panicked as I said
it's that.
It's like,
definitely
it's
flour.
It's going to look like a brick of. Well, I've never. Well, I don't know.
No idea. I've done movies, Netflix, movies. With Narcos. You watch Narcos.
Hey, what are you doing here?
What are you doing here? 13, 10, 60. Here's what I want to ask. What do you still have in your freezer? We all put things in the freezer and then completely forget about them. Or we see them go, oh, I'll defrost that lasagna from 2004 one day. Because that's the beauty of freezing stuff. You know what I mean?
It's the idea.
Doesn't go off.
No.
Apparently, I don't know. Don't Google it.
The Jimmy and Nate Show podcast.
What have you still got in your freezer? I know many people that I know, including myself, we put things in our freezer. We forget about it. And every time we do see them, we go, oh, I'll go back to that one day.
Yeah, I'll get there.
I'll go back to that quiche one day.
Can I say just quickly on things that, you know, maybe don't belong in the freezer that we could all probably stop doing? You mentioned it. You had them in your freezer, Nath.
Mm.
And I did look at my freezer today. And as I said, we've got a new fridge because Alfred had an issue. But my roommate, I live with two people, Casey, she keeps putting bananas in the freezer, saying that she'll make banana bread.
But you won't do it.
I'm yet to see said banana bread.
Well, this is the
Six
thing.
Months of living together, I have not smelt delicious banana bread cooking once.
Yeah, but your freezer is clogged, isn't it?
Well, I counted today, there's 13 bananas. 13
there's
bananas.
There's a whole bloody bunch in there. Is there a gorilla around?
I go, Casey, what are we doing with bananas? And she goes, I'm thinking about making banana bread.
Banana
bread for a while.
Bananas are the worst because, I mean, I just said before that I discovered what I thought was just a long, like, ice cube in the freezer.
I thought it was an icy bowl. I started sucking on it, and it was a banana.
Hang on a minute, that's potassium entering my body. What is going on? John from Newcastle. G'day, John.
How are you?
Good, mate. What's still in your freezer?
My wedding cake from 2011.
2011 wedding cake?
Yep.
Well, it's very popular, isn't it, John, for people to keep a bit of their own wedding cake. I think my parents still have one from when they were married.
Yeah, and the christening cake too. That's 7 years old.
Do you ever, John, do you ever go back to it and have a little nibble or no?
No.
Because I'm an idiot. What a stupid question.
But you just idiot, keep it. Nate.
Alex from Newcastle. Alex, what do you still got in your freezer?
I got me roast dinner lunch.
You got slow it down. What did you say again, Alex?
Roast dinner.
Oh, your roast dinner. Okay.
I heard it first time.
Oh, did you? Because I didn't eat much.
Your roast dinner, Alex. How long has it been in there for?
Oh, it's been in there for a month. It's all right.
A month?
No, I think he said
four.
I heard that one, mate. God, if you're the Alex special, if you're Alex's translator, I can hear him. 4 months. Why has it been in there for 4 months, Alex? Do I dare ask another question?
Oh, well, I didn't eat it one night out, but, you know, still there.
Wait, so out, you got this roast dinner out and you brought it home, put it in your freezer?
No. I had it one night and Dad cooked it and I didn't have it because I was out.
Sure. Okay, yeah.
And
yeah,
then
yeah.
put it in fridge for a little bit. Yep. And it was like, you having your dinner? I was like, no, just stick it in freezer and it's still in there. But it'll go all right.
So you got plans to go back to the roast dinner from 4 months ago?
Yeah, because there's nothing wrong with the meat. That like the potatoes and the veggies might be a little bit funny, but the meat will be all right.
Not for 4 months, Alex. When are you going to eat this thing?
No, it's fine. Honestly, it's fine. No new worry. It'll be all right.
So, wait. Hey, have you done
don't
this?
You worry.
Have you done this before, Alex?
Yeah, it's been in there longer before. We've had it longer before.
What's the longest you've left something in the freezer and then eaten it?
What, roast dinner?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, 7 months.
The Jimmy and Nate Show podcast is back in 30 seconds. The Jimmy and Nate Show podcast.
Experts have come out and found the 5 best ways to stop people from snoring. The 5 best ways to stop people from snoring.
Wake up, you snoring!
That's the first way. That is way one to stop people from snoring. I mean, we've slept with each other a few times. Would you? I only snore when I've had a few frothies, when there's been a few frothies under the belt, I feel.
Yes, I can confirm that I don't snore. I'm a great person to sleep near or around. I'm a silent sleeper.
Great person to sleep with.
I sleep quick.
Mm.
I go to bed quick. I can sleep anywhere, and I'm not a big mover arounder.
Yeah, you don't muck around when you sleep either.
No.
You're just in and out.
I'll say, Nath, that you, can confirm. You're not a big snorer, only when you've had a lot of beers.
Mm.
You do that mouth sort of breathe.
Wine.
You stop using your nose. You go,
I do that. Wine is a bad one as well because it makes me all congested.
Mm.
Really loud snorer.
I think it's just any alcohol. I know I said beer and you said wine, but...
Hey, but sober, like a little baby.
sober and also drunk. You love talking.
Yeah.
But I mean, we're not talking about talking, are
yeah,
we?
Yeah, no, we're not.
You do. They go, Jimmy, come to get me. And I wake up and I go, who? And then I'm asleep. So suddenly I think you're awake. And I go, who's coming? That's fine.
And the best is, because my fiance always says this to me as well, like, because I'll sleep talk and then I'll be obviously trying to talk to her, but I'll be like, the soldiers are in the building. And then she'll go, what's wrong? And I'll get annoyed that she's not responding to me properly. So I'll be like, oh, don't worry about it.
I'm going to bring something up right now, Australia. Now, I've known Nath 10 plus years. And
I'm going to stop this because it's putting me to sleep.
Yeah, okay. So. I've known Nath 10 plus years. We've never had this conversation. He doesn't know what I'm about to ask him or tell him.
Sure.
And I've only realized it just now. I've only realized this just now in 10 plus years of knowing you and sleeping with you. Or next to you, near you.
Well,
you
know how do you think we make such good radio?
We live together for 6 years. We travel a lot together. So we do spend a lot of time in the same room. When you sleep talk, it's always someone attacking you.
Yeah, I know.
I've never noticed that.
And guess what? None of you ever helped me, have you?
They're outside. They're coming to get me. They're next to me.
I'm not
even
kidding.
They're near me.
Three days ago. This is completely true. Three days ago, right? I was asleep. 2 a.m. This is a recap from my partner's room. 2 a.m. in the morning. Out of nowhere. Meg's asleep. It's nice and beautiful. Yeah. And you just hear this. Snakes! Snakes!
It is. It's either animals. Smart! Jim, spiders! Spiders are getting me! Everything, you're being attacked. Why are you always getting attacked when you're
asleep? I don't know, mate. I don't know. So, look, there's five ways. We're talking snoring here,
sorry,
right?
Snoring,
there are five ways. That. There are five ways to help people stop snoring. I'm not going to say what they are because we're going to tell everybody next. But what I do need now is a bit of a long shot.
It's a...
I didn't realise it would be this long.
Long shot.
Here's what I want to do. 131060, I want to put these anti-snoring techniques to the test, and I'll tell you what they are next, but 131060, jump on the phones right now. Is there somebody near you who is snoring, right? It's late at night, maybe you're at home listening to the radio, maybe your partner's asleep, maybe you're driving and somebody you're in the car with is asleep. 131060, are they snoring? I want to talk to people who are awake next to somebody who's snoring, and I want to use some of these techniques to see if they can stop snoring. None of them involve waking them up, by the way.
Will you accept, if we can't get those people, will you accept people who are listening to the show who know they are snorers?
No.
Okay.
No.
No, it's good. You've got to have rules, mate. You've got to have rules.
And that's the point of a long shot. If I don't get somebody.
Yeah, what if we just like take whatever we can get? No, this is nice.
Exactly.
Put some rules in place.
That's the point of a long shot, right? I don't know if I'll get anybody. Sometimes a long shot, nobody calls, which is why it's called a long shot.
Well, they do and they go, oh, I'm not asleep, but I could be.
That's not what I bloody asked, Steve. So 131060, Australia, jump on the phones right now. And if you give us a call as well and you're with somebody who's sleeping, we'll reward you. We've got more of these $50 Jimmy Brings vouchers to give away. If you are with somebody right now who is snoring, give us a call, 131060. And what I'm going to do is I'm going to try and help you out with these techniques to stop that person from snoring. We don't wake them up. It's just to stop them from snoring. So 131060, it's a long shot. If you're with somebody who's snoring, jump on the phones right now.
The Jimmy and Nate Show podcast.
And Jim, we're talking snoring. The reason why is experts have come out and revealed the five best ways to stop somebody from snoring. The five best ways to stop people from snoring. So I've asked a question, 131060. It's a little bit of a long shot.
It's a...
I didn't realise it would be this long.
Long shot.
Yeah, the question is, are you with somebody snoring right now? Because what I want to do is I want to try and help these people out, because snoring can be annoying. As somebody who does snore when a few bevvies are under the belt, I understand that it might annoy the people around me. So these techniques are designed to help that.
I'm also a heavy sleeper, so it's never really... I'm aware that you snore, but it's never bothered me.
No, well...
Bothers your partner?
Yeah, it does bother her, so I might
Fiance,
have to...
Fiance, sorry?
Fiance, yeah, get that right, mate. Otherwise, you'll be in the doghouse. Just like me. So we're going to talk to some people who are hopefully with people who are snoring right now. And there's five techniques, right? And we're going to see if they will help the person stop snoring without waking them up. If we wake them up, then it doesn't count. We can't wake them up.
Just, are we going every person we're using the five techniques or are you picking one per person?
Might pick a couple each time, right? Because it's going to take 4 hours if we go through all five techniques. So.
Now, look, the other thing is, massive round of applause. We've got two producers tonight.
Yeah,
we've got producer Tom.
We're flush.
Who's been with us for a while. No round of applause?
Oh, yeah. I thought you were going to intro.
No, you know I love it. And then,
yeah.
I like to talk over it.
You like it free.
Yeah. Well, now I don't have time to thank the other one.
And it's over now, isn't it?
No, I want to share that to Sam. Sam again. We'll share their Instagrams. They're really good looking roosters.
Good, they are good looking.
And they're
people.
Just absolutely wasted on the phones. But look, the reason I bring them up is, and at Jimmy and Nath, we'll share their stuff. The reason I bring them up is they've put three people through.
Yeah, of course.
And I'm not questioning them. They're phenomenal. But I'm just questioning the good people of Australia who potentially might trot a lot in.
Well, that's the thing. And I'm gonna back them all in because I'm very gullible. Okay. And it's also late at night. People are sleeping. I'm going to back them in.
Without even asking any questions. They're all telling the truth.
Katie from the Central West. Hi, Katie.
Hello. How are you going?
Good. Now, Katie, are you with somebody who's snoring right now?
Yeah, my partner next to me.
Right. So where are you, Katie?
We're currently driving home, actually.
Right. Okay. And he's asleep.
Like, or she.
They're asleep, like snoring.
Yeah, pretty much. It's light and then it's loud.
Right, okay.
Well, can you try and put the phone maybe on loudspeaker next to them just so we can hear it?
Right, yeah.
Here we go. Okay, that's good. That's good. Okay, Katie.
Little whisper.
Katie, take it away. All right, so there's a few techniques here because obviously it's annoying to you. So I'm going to try and help you out and help this person stop snoring, right? The first one involves extra pillows, but you're in the car and you don't have any, I'm assuming.
No, don't have pillows for me.
Okay, here's the next one. Can you roll your partner onto their side?
No, he's in a car seat.
Well, you never know. Give it a go.
This is like a pullover job, I reckon.
Yeah. Maybe let's not do that one. Okay. How about this one? Tape their mouth shut. Have you got any tape on you?
Not currently.
Okay.
No.
Sorry, Katie. Just stay there. Sorry. Tape their mouth shut. Where did you get this list?
The experts, mate.
What experts?
Taping their
people
mouth.
Who abduct
no, listen.
People?
Taping.
Tie their hands on their back.
Put a black hood over there.
Throw them into the booth.
Starve them
you
for
might
weeks.
Have your list.
No, taping their mouth forces the snorer to breathe through their nose and stop snoring. That's what it is.
Okay, give another.
I'm going to need some big lot of tape. I'll tell you that.
Okay. Right. Okay. Try this one. I know you can do. Right. So I need you to hum to the snorer, because apparently this could trick the snorer neurologically to stop snoring. So, Katie, I want you to keep the phone with you, be nice and close to your partner who's obviously snoring, and just do a light hum for us and we'll see if the snoring stops, okay?
Okay.
Here we go. Don't laugh.
We didn't say
Katie.
Laugh, yeah.
Katie, go again. Give us a hum.
The Jimmy and Nate Show podcast.
I'm so sorry, Shay. That might be the funniest thing that has ever happened on this show. But
we're gonna have to make a video of that so people can see, because obviously you couldn't hear that on the radio. But I had to press the naughty button because, I mean, we had Katie who was great and she was willing to hum to her partner who was clearly asleep and snoring. And then he woke up.
Yeah. So if you are just joining us, we were testing out some things Nath found out about how to stop people from snoring. We had Katie, her partner was asleep in the car. Katie hummed. He said, "What the F are you doing?" Again, we will make a video of that. We have cameras here, even though it got deleted on the radio and you couldn't hear it.
Yep.
At Jimmy and Nath, I will put up a video. Promise, I'll put up a video tomorrow.
You're going to want to see that. Do we try again?
Try again.
Okay. Hello, Jack from Dempsey. Hello, Jack.
How you going, mate?
Yeah, good, mate. Are you with somebody who's snoring right now?
Yeah.
All right. Who's snoring, Jack?
No, just my partner.
Your partner, right. Okay.
What's your partner's name, Jack?
Amy.
Okay, Amy. Okay, so first things first, Jack, hold the phone next to Amy so we can hear the the snoring.
Yeah, hold on.
That's pretty good
snoring. Okay. Jack, I reckon we go straight to the humming. You want to go straight to the humming with Jack?
Well, it worked last time.
Unless you've
got any, them up, really.
Unless you've got new tape, but we're not doing that one. Okay, Jack, I need you to... So keep the phone next to your humming partner, right? Your snoring partner. You're the humming. And then I need you to
hum. It's almost like this is the first time you've ever done this, Nate.
And last. Okay, give us a hum next to your partner, Jack. We'll see if it stops. Okay, now stop, Jack. Let's see. Has the snoring stopped?
No, it got louder.
Bugger.
Sorry, Jack.
Sorry, Jack.
Might need to get some tape
with that one. We might go back to Katie. Katie, hello.
Hello.
Now, Katie, not us, technically you, woke your partner up with the humming, and he wasn't over the moon. Is he? Is it? What's his name?
Ryan.
Is he awake now?
Yes.
Is he willing to talk to us?
Yes.
Chuck him on the phone.
How you going, mate?
Hey, Ryan.
Hey, Ryan.
How are you?
We're so sorry, Ryan.
That's all good. Don't stress.
Just so you know, it wasn't us.
You don't sound very happy, Ryan.
Oh, it's all right. Just don't like being woken from your sleep like anyone else.
How long have you been asleep for, Ryan?
We're only 10 km out of town, so not long.
Oh, yes.
Ryan, what if I mean, technically it wasn't us who woke you up, it was Katie, but what if I give you a $50 Jimmy Brings voucher?
Yeah, that'd be awesome.
That
would be bloody awesome, thank you.
Ryan, it's my pleasure.
Ryan, does Katie get upset at you usually for snoring?
Yeah, well, she gets upset with me for snoring, I get upset with her for farting, so it's
The Jimmy and Nate Show podcast. Wherever you are, the boys are always with you. Not in a creepy way, of course. Or maybe, of course.
Wintertime!
That's it, Jim.
Yeah, unfortunately, Nate, all good things must come to an end. But before we chuff off and return Saturday, Sunday morning, 7 a.m. to 9 a.m, we need a little old show rating.
Yeah, just a little show rating. Somebody who's listened to the show, could be the whole thing, it could be the last 5 minutes, could be none of it, but they just want to rate it anyway. Please welcome for the show rating, Bettina. Hello, Bettina. Oh, pressed a button there. Sorry, Bettina. I don't know why I said sorry, you pressed it.
Press one to talk to an agent.
Bettina, how much of the show you heard tonight?
I've heard about 20 minutes on my way home from work, and I'll tell you what, I do love you guys, don't get me wrong, but Nate, I feel like you are the, I feel like you let the team down a little bit.
Nate let the team down. Okay, let's lean into, let's lean into this. What did I do, Bettina? Talk me through it. How can I improve?
Well, not tonight, but I mean, just in generally, this is what I listen to the Fox every night on my way home. And I am a nurse, so I do work the night shift. Okay. And I feel like sometimes you just let the team down.
Okay. Bettina, I'll talk to
her. I just want an example.
Yeah. Bettina, can you give Nathan an example, something that maybe he's doing that he can improve on?
Not real. I mean, look, Jesus funnier.
Jesus. I mean, I'm Jimmy and it's nice, but it hurts because he's my best friend.
I'll tell you something
it's
I can
like
improve
being
on.
The...
I'll go tell you something I can improve on.
Yeah.
Keeping the phone line on. Sorry, Bettina. Bye.
That's it. But don't worry. You can follow Jimmy and Nate on the socials at Jimmy and Nate and catch the show. Weekdays from 9 p.m. across the Hit Network and on the Listener app. Or if you see them, just give them a little kiss.